Okay, so let's continue the Hakadama of the Maharal to Tiferes Yisrael. Ubeperek Elu Nedarim, in Nedarim Adaf Pe Aleph Amid Aleph, Amr of Yehuda Amarav, it's a well known Gemara. Mai Dechsiv, Mi Ha'ish Hachacham Ve'yavin Es Zos, Alma of the Haaretz. The Navi Yirmiyahu is trying to figure out what could we have possibly done to cause the Chorban. And it was asked to many, the question was asked, Mi Ha'ish Hachacham Ve'yavin Es Zos, who's wise enough to solve this mystery? Davarze Nishal Lechachamim Ulinevi'im Ulimalachim. The question was asked of wise people. It was asked of prophets. It was asked of angels. Velo pirshua, and no one had the pirush. Atcha pirshua kadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo, until God Himself came along and gave the answer to the question, as conveyed by the words of the Navi, Vayomer Hashem al ozvam torasi velo shamu bekoli velo holchu ba. It's because you've abandoned my Torah, you have not listened to my voice, and you have not walked in its ways. So the Gemara wonders, Hainu velo shamu bekoli, Hainu velo halchu ba. What's the difference between not listening to the voice and not walking in the ways of the Torah? And the Gemara famously answers, it's a cryptic answer, but the Gemara famously answers, Amar Rav, Shelo birchu batorah tchila. That the failure of that generation was that they refused or they failed to recite Birchas HaTorah. Or at the very least, we'll see they failed to recite Birchas HaTorah properly. Vidavar zemen ha'tema she'achorben ha'aretz b'shvil shelo birchu b'torah tchila. I don't want to make light, and neither does the Maharal, that Birchas HaTorah is an important thing. It may in fact be a bracha d'araisa, a mitzvah d'araisa, but the Maharal says it's hard to imagine that the cause of the Chorban is because of a failure to recite Birchas HaTorah. And we'll see, he asks later on, what's so difficult about saying Birchas HaTorah? Why wouldn't they say Birchas HaTorah? You would think maybe the more reasonable explanation would be for you know, the big Averos, like the Gemara says in Yoma and Daf Tes, that it was Birchas HaTorah that caused the Chorban, V'lo b'shvil avodah zarah, gilui arayos, shvichas damim, shahayu b'bayis rishon. You would anticipate, and the Gemara, again, on Daf Tes, Amid Beis, in Mesachas Yoma, says that was in fact the reason for Chorban b'bayis rishon. So what exactly is this cryptic Gemara telling us about the very essence of our relationship with Torah? Amnam biur zeh, but the explanation is as follows: ki adavar shu'siba el mitzias davar acher. That which serves as the true siba. Siba means the cause. A common expression you find, the terms you use, you learn the language of the Maharal, is the cause, and what is caused, right? What is the cause? What is the effect? What is generating the other? So the siba, the true siba, the true cause of something. Let's read the words again. Ki adavar shehu siba el metzios davar acher. If you are the cause of the existence of something else, in an essential way, hu gam kein siba el kiyum metziuso. So that means that the cause is responsible for maintaining its existence. Okay? There are many examples we could think of. We'll use the Maharal's example. Va'al yaksha lecha ki hanagar hu siba lebinyan abayis. So you'll say, that's not true. A craftsman, a handyman, a builder, a carpenter, a nagar builds a house. So what happens if he passes away? Does the house cease to exist? After all, he was the one who caused the house to come into existence. So says the Maharal, don't ask. You may want to ask, why does the carpenter who builds the house, im kol zeh beheder hanagar yishar habayis kayam? That when the nagar leaves the premises, or if he even leaves this world, how is it possible that the house continues to exist? Parents who are blessed to produce children, right? As much as the children carry a biological stamp, you know, much more than that, of the parents. But if a parent passes away, the child still exists. The child doesn't instantaneously die with the death of the parents, God forbid. So you'll ask, how could it be that I'm suggesting that the siba, that the cause of creating something actually continues to give it its existence? Says the Maharal, davar ze'eino. Ki ein hanagar siba labayis, because the carpenter is not truly the cause of the house. Rakshahu makariv ha'etzim yachar. I don't want to take away, if anyone here is involved in building, I don't want to take away, but the Maharal says, the only thing the builder is doing is this bringing pieces of wood together. He's arranging pieces of wood in such a way that it has the appearance of a house. But he hasn't created the house. Now, again, when you get into the world of, you know, of philosophy, it becomes difficult. So what is the house? Is the house the sum total of the beams of wood? What happens if one of the beams rots and I take that beam out and I put in a new beam? So now is it the same house? It's a new house? Okay, you can get into endless philosophical discussions about these things. But the Maharal says the bottom line is, as much as the builder has, so to speak, made the house, he's not the cause of the house. He's not the root of its existence. V'davar zeh hanagar poel lo etzem habayis. That which the carpenter does, that which the builder does, or creates, that which he's actively doing, is not the essence of the house. The essence of the house can exist without him and beyond him. V'habayis nasa min hanagar b'mikra. And it's almost viewed, again, from a philosophical standpoint, it's almost viewed as if the house just happened to be, as if it came to be. The Maharal elsewhere, in the Gvuras Hashem, in Perek Nun Beis, the Maharal distinguishes between, let's say, a house that's on fire, and it happens to be raining, and the rain puts out the fire, versus a person who sees their house is on fire and actively extinguishes the fire. So when the rain happens to put out the fire, that's called a poel b'mikra. When the person willfully, intentionally puts out the fire, the Maharal calls that a poel be'etzem uvekavana. But he's saying, essentially, even the builder of the house, who does so with great focus, with great intent, with great skill, he's still not the cause. The house is not dependent upon him to exist. And therefore, after he builds the house and he walks away, the house continues to exist. If he leaves this world, the house continues to exist. Aval davar shehu siba be'etzem el metzios davar acher. But something which is truly causing and bringing into existence something else, kol shekein shehu siba lekiyum shelo. Then the entire existence of that thing becomes dependent upon its creator. And now we're going to understand the relationship that exists between Hashem and the Torah, even after it's been given to us, and how critical it is that we recognize that Hashem is taken along with the Torah, and they cannot exist independent from one another. Sha'arei haya siba shia nimtza. Because if something is truly the cause of something else's existence, v'chein gam kein hu siba l'kiyum shalo, it is therefore... It maintains its existence, it allows it to continue to exist. V'davar zeh mevu'ar b'mofes, and this is well known. There are many examples to prove this point. But again, we have to talk about that which is essential, that which is essentially creative and creating, and not something which has the ability to create and then to disconnect. U'lefichach im hayu mevarchen ala Torah tchila, so therefore... If they would have recited the brach on the Torah, what are we saying when we say Birchas HaTorah? It's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful way for us to prepare for the Yom Tov Shavuos. Says the Maharal, when we say Baruch da da da, no saint Torah li Yisrael, when we acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not gave us the Torah, Lashon Avar, but is the no saint HaTorah, is constantly involved in giving us the Torah. And when I express that with a deep sense of gratitude and love, and as we'll see a little later on, and as he writes in his Sefer Netzach Yisrael, also in Perek Nun Beis, the Maharal says that Ahava is synonymous with Dveikus. The more you love something, the more you cling to it. The more you become essentially attached to it. Ki zeh inyan habracha ala Torah. When I recite a bracha over Torah, what am I really doing? Shehu yisbarach mevarech al zeh, v'oev Hashem yisbarach b'shvil hatov shenasan lo haTorah. I cling not just to the Torah independent of God, but I cling to the Torah because that is my point of connection to Hashem. And when I recite the bracha, and I acknowledge the giver of the Torah, I'm bringing Hashem into the learning. And that's going to be his point tonight. So as long as you have God with the Torah, then the Torah will always last by the Jewish people. Then I've connected myself properly to the Torah. I've connected myself properly to the infinite that is Hashem, and through that connection, there can never, just as Hashem is eternal, Hashem is infinite. Hashem always was, is, and will be. So Torah through Hashem, I attach myself to the Torah in a way that it can never come undone. And that plays itself out also, not only in terms of Hashem Yisbarach Nosein Belibam Lishmor V'Lasos U'Lakayim. When I take Hashem with the Torah, I feel a sense of relationship. And that's his main point tonight. When I say Birchas HaTorah and I say it right, I'm acknowledging that learning is not an intellectual experience. Learning is not merely a chore. Learning is an opportunity, and the study of Torah is an opportunity to connect to the Creator Himself. Af im hayu ovrim lifamim mitzvah achas. And therefore, even if in a moment of folly a person does an avera, hayu chozim miyad lishmor v'lasus alakayim. Because I have a relationship with the one who I just wronged. So I want to say sorry. I want to correct what I've done wrong. Hashem wants to give me another chance to pull me back in, and I want to be pulled back in. V'zeh hoyim min Hashem yisbarach, and that comes from the relationship that exists with God. Asher hu siba l'Torah, when I acknowledge through the bracha that Hashem is the cause and is responsible for the giving of the Torah. V'hu gam kein siba shelo tisbatel, and therefore through that relationship, again, he's not like the carpenter, he's not like the builder who can build and then walk away because he's merely arranged the bricks or has arranged the pieces of wood. But rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given himself to us with the Torah. And therefore, when I take Hashem, I'm taking something infinite. Will there be mistakes along the way? Could I have moments of separation? Yes, but I'll always bounce right back. I'll always be pulled back in. It cannot be batel. Doma lezek hasher igia nezek alanaf hayotzei min ha'ilan. He gives such a beautiful mashal. Take a tree that has proper roots, that is firmly grounded, firmly connected to its roots. So if a branch that may be very far away from those roots, if that branch becomes damaged, oz ha'ikar shemimenu yatza, the root, the shoresh from which it comes, chozer v'gorem gidulo min ha'shoresh, it sends the healing nutrients, it sends the ability to fix. That branch may be, 20 feet up, 30 feet up, but it draws its sustenance from its shoresh because it understands where it comes from, it understands the root of its existence. Asher haya siba legidol shalosh yatza, because the branch recognizes I don't exist independent of my roots, I'm merely an expression of my roots, and therefore says the Maharal, uvelo hashoresh ein kiyum leilan klal. If you're not rooted, and of course he's speaking using the tree as the metaphor, but if we're not rooted in the one who gave us the Torah, so then there's no guarantees that the tree will remain in its place. So if we would have recited Birchas HaTorah, so what's the answer? In other words, what's the answer to the question? Why was there a Chorban? Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Why was there a Gullus? Was it the Avodah Zarah and the Gilei Arayas and the Shvichas Damim? Or was it a failure to recite Birchas HaTorah? And the answer is, a Jew who fails to recite Birchas HaTorah properly, he's going to argue they said Birchas HaTorah, they just didn't say it right. But that allows for the averos to become so significant to the point that we do averos that actually cut us off from Hashem, because we're not really connected to Hashem. We've taken the Torah without God. Ulafichach ilu hayu mevarchin b'Torah tchila mashuhu yisbarach siba l'Torah v'nasan lama Torah. So if we would properly understand what the Torah really is and where it comes from, ayu dveikim bo yisbarach ba'ava, like we said, ava is synonymous with dveikus in the words of the Maharal. If we would cling to Hashem out of an expression of our love for Him and an appreciation of His giving us the Torah, Shenasan Torah LiYisrael, if we would understand what an awesome gift that is, Mitzara Dveikus Hazeh HaYashem Yizbarach Siba Gamkein Shelo Tizbat El HaTorah. That would be the guarantor, that would serve as the guarantor. Our branches are deeply rooted in Hashem Himself. And that connection would ensure that the Torah never gets lost. Will we have moments of setback? Of course. Ain't tzadik baretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. Everyone makes mistakes. No one's perfect. A very short list in Maseches Shabbos and Daf Nunhei of individuals who are perfect, who never did averos, and they're not the most famous Jews of history. Most people, normal people, even great tzadikim, make mistakes. But as long as I'm rooted, if my branch gets damaged, I can still draw nutrients, I can draw sustenance, I can draw healing and fixing from those roots. But because of their failure to appreciate the one who gave them the Torah, they didn't really appreciate that the Torah was that glue to forge a relationship with Hashem. Lo hayikan siba mekayemes as a Torah b'Yisrael. Tragically, there was no guarantee that the Torah would remain amongst us. Ubao lidei zeh sha'ovru al haTorah, and in turn, we then came to violate the Torah. Yes, even doing avodah zarah, gilei arayos, shvichas damim, v'davar zeh gorim sha'ovd haaretz, and that in turn caused Klal Yisrael to be removed from the land. Now, let's analyze the Gemara one step further. The Gemara says the question was asked of who? The way the Maharal quoted it, the question was asked of Chachma, of Nevuah, of angels, and no one could come up with the answer until God himself gave the answer. You forgot to say Birchas HaTorah, or you didn't say Birchas HaTorah properly. Why was Hashem the only one who was able to answer the question? Says the Maharal, analyzing again the Gemara in the Dar and Pei Aleph a little deeper. Va'amru davar zeh nishal v'chulu, this question was asked to these three different madregos, as he's about to explain. Perisha gimel madregos heim. Chachma, Nevuah, and angels represent three different levels of grasping, of attainment, of understanding. Hamadrega ha'achas hi madregas ha'chachma. Human beings have been given the gift of chachma. Animals don't have chachma like humans. We have the ability to understand things. Sheyesh la'adam betachtonim. But that's the lowest level. In this world, we have a gift, an ability to grasp through a mechanism called chachma. That which a person through his intellect can understand. Level 1. Level 2, Hamadrega Shnia, Himadregas Navua. Navua, prophets are human beings, but they're drawing their wisdom from a higher realm. Shehi al Naviyim, Shehim b'nei Adam Shehim ba'olam hazeh, they're people in this world, Uvalahem Ruach HaKodesh Me'alyonim, but they serve as a bridge, so to speak, between a world above and the world below. And what, of course, are angels? Level 3 are those who are entirely above. Hamadrega ha'gimel hi asaga shehi be'alyonim. The grasp of those who are beyond this world, ki ha'malachim heim elyonim. Malachim represent that which is beyond. V'zeh sha'amar davar zeh nishal. So to speak, the question was posed to these three madregos. Chachma, why did we fall apart? How did we end up in galus? What went wrong? How did we get involved in averos that actually caused the separation from Hashem? Chachma couldn't answer. Nevuah couldn't answer. Even the angels, the Malachi Elyon, couldn't answer. Why not? Says the Maharal. Ki mashu hu yisbarach siva l'Torah, because only the one who himself is the essence of Torah. As the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Dalet, Hashem, so to speak, wrote himself down and gave himself to us. That's what the Torah is. Anochi is ona nafshi. Anochi is an acronym. Ona nafshi, ksivis yahavis. I wrote myself down and gave it to you. So therefore, only Hashem who truly understands the essence of Torah, who understands that He is one with the Torah, could answer the question. Hu yoser elyon min madregas chacham neviyim u'malachim. Only Hashem who is beyond chachma, beyond nevuah, beyond angels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself had to answer the question. Ki ilu kulam heim ilulim u'mesuvavim. Again, in the language of the Maharal, he talks about siva and mesovev. Synonymous with that is an expression he uses, ila and alul. Ila is the cause. The alul is the one that is caused, the one who's created. So therefore, chachma is a creation of Hashem. It's an emanation from Hashem. It's that much more removed from Hashem. Nevuah is a little closer, but it's not there. Even angels in the higher realms, it's not one with Hashem. The thing that we have that we could say, that we could argue is the closest to Hashem himself, it's one with Hashem, is the Torah. That's what it says in the Zohar. The Zohar says in Acharei Mos, Parshas Acharei Mos, Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are one. Which means that the Torah has to become that glue to prove to us that we're one with Hashem. It's an amazing thing. So because Chachma, Nevuah, and angels are all creations, Eina Magiyam El Davar Shehu Mitzad Ha'ila Dafka, they couldn't grasp something which is essential, which comes from the cause, from the source. U'mitzad Ha'alulim, and that which is, again, that which is caused, that which is created, can't wrap their mind, so to speak, around it. Because even if we could say it's this Avera, it's that Avera, you're missing the main point. It's not any particular Avera that caused the essential separation from the land and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the exile means, that's what Chorban means. Could regenerate, could come back. We'd get back on track. So therefore, what was the real problem? The real problem was that we didn't recite a Birchas HaTorah. We show that the relationship with Hashem was not a concrete one. If we clung to Hashem by showing how much we love Torah, by reciting the bracha the way He's about to tell us we're supposed to recite it, Just like Hashem was again the cause of creating Torah reality, just like Hashem caused the Torah to be by us, Hashem would cause the Torah to remain by us. But because we failed to recite Birchas Torah properly, and we didn't cling to Hashem through the Torah, Hashem says, if you take the Torah without me, then you haven't really taken the Torah, you're not going to have me, and eventually the relationship that doesn't really exist totally disintegrates. Okay, and he concludes with one final paragraph for tonight, at least in the edition that I'm using. And don't be bothered by the fact that you'll ask yourself, did they really not say Birchas HaTorah in the morning? It was too hard for them to open their Siddur. They skipped it. They were rushing so much in their davening. Could we imagine such a thing? The Mefarshim on the page are trying to work out. Did they skip a particular bracha? What exactly went wrong? Don't ask me, says the Maharal, Lama lo hayu mevarchim b'torah tchila? Why didn't they recite the bracha? She'ein peirish habracha hadibur b'peh bilvad. Because when I say to say the bracha, it doesn't mean just to say the words with your lips. Devadai hadibur b'peh hayu mevarchim. Maharal could not entertain the possibility that a generation that was learning Torah had stopped saying Birchas HaTorah. What does it mean they didn't say the bracha? What does the very word bracha mean? And we don't have time to go into it now because we have a minute left. But the Maharal in other places explains that Beis Resh Chaf, the shorish of that word, Beis is 2, Resh is 200, Chaf is 20. It's multiples. It's two things coming together. It implies a bond, a relationship. Like we find in Maseches Bikurim in the first Mishnah, or in Maseches Sotar, or Maseches Klayim. The word hamavriach, what does hamavriach mean? In Seder Zeraham, it means to graft two things together. A bracha is supposed to forge a bridge, a point of connection. So says the Maharal, yeah, they got up in the morning and they mumbled the Birchas HaTorah. But that's not going to solidify a relationship with Torah, and it's certainly not going to solidify a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval hakavana ala bracha ba'atzma. To say the bracha means the ava hagamura v'hadveikus al Hashem Yisbarach. Lehov Hashem Yisbarach v'mashanasan Torah v'zeu inyin habracha. That's what a bracha means. Hamavriach. To graft yourself to God. Ve'ein kol ha'avos shavos. And not all loves are the same. Ki ha'ava ha'amitis hi ha'ava b'chol levu v'chol nefesh. Like we say in Shema, to love Hashem b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol mo'odecha. V'lo ha'i alahem ha'ava ha'gemura al Hashem Yisbarach. They did not have that type of ava, that full ava, b'mashanasan Torah l'Yisrael. Ubiprat ala tova hagadola, and to appreciate the greatest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to humanity, and specifically to the Jewish people. Shehi HaTorah, she tova ala kol. It's the greatest bracha in the world. It's elsewhere in Perek Memvav, in the Sefer. He says that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right after Kabbalah HaTorah, tell the Mishkan? Because a Mishkan was the place of connection. And the Hashem says, if you want my Torah, you have to take me with it. You have to build me a bias. We have to have a for us to spend time together, to live together, so to speak. That's what the Mishkan was. And unfortunately, that was the answer. That was the tragedy of the Chorban. The failure to say Birchas HaTorah, they didn't appreciate it, was the greatest good that ever was. Shehi HaTorah, Shehi Tova Ala Kol, Sheish Lavarech Hashem Yisbarach V'Yis'al Lashemo Al Zeh B'chol Libo. U'Kafi HaTova Al Yonah, and in accordance with the recognition of just how good that heavenly gift is, that allows a person to make the bracha. But the failure to appreciate how good it is, lo hayim mevarchim b'chol libam. Yes, they said the words with their lips, but they didn't say Birchas HaTorah with their hearts. Okay, so we'll stop here for tonight, but just amazing, amazing things to inspire us to understand what is learning Torah, and what is that prerequisite that we require as that point of entrance into Torah. It's a Birchas HaTorah. It's not just a technicality, asking permission to learn God's Torah. But it's reminding ourselves of what's the point of the Torah and what's the guarantee that Torah is going to actually change us and last with us, if not for the fact that we take HaKadosh Baruch Hu along with the Torah and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for not just having given us the Torah, but that Hashem is every second of every day, no sein HaTorah. Okay, we'll stop.